When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
Yo, we got CK with us today. Evo Afrobeats to the world. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
I'm not too bad, man. We're here to talk about you, all the success that you've had so far. And it's been a great time, man. Like, this song, Love No Entity, has been out for 2 years. It's now blown up. It's massive all over TikTok, social media, and everywhere. How's it feel, man? How's it feel?
It feels great. I mean, it feels great.
I mean, you probably heard that question so many times as well. So, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, for you, because obviously you dropped, like, CK the first, and you dropped the boyfriend tape, like, earlier on this year, you're like, what, February time, right? So, for you now, like, is it kind of, oh, I'm still working on this song, or are you kind of happy that it branched out outside of Afrobeats and kind of hit the world by storm?
I'm happy that it definitely branched out. I mean, I feel like I can't be tired of my own song, you know?
yeah.
But yeah, man, it's crazy to see what's happening. People from different countries, Arabs, Indians, Brazilians, Caucasians, you know, it's crazy to see an Afrobeats record become this popular, you know what I mean? And yeah, it just feels really great. Like, I feel like this is what I've always dreamed of for the genre in itself.
Yeah.
Like, even apart from for myself, like, I've always dreamed of this happening for the genre. So it's crazy to see that it's happening with my song.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing about it. Like you said, I mean, when it comes to Afrobeats, usually you've got the same, it's usually like the usual suspects, you know, you got Wizkid, you got Burna Boy, like Davido are the main people that everyone kind of uses. So now you're putting yourself in there and you've got an Afrobeats Hall of Fame song right now.
Mm-hmm.
that's important, because you know, that's how you know in a couple of years time, people are going to be still playing this in the club and people are going to be loving it and still going crazy. And it's not even that type of song really as well, which is the main key importance about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, if we're moving on then, so like, in general, like, let's talk about emo Afrobeats, like the style that you're kind of coining and perfecting right about now. And yes, it's very different to what people are kind of used to hearing. So like, what made you want to kind of go down this route? Are you someone who is an emotional person in general, or is it just the music that you like making?
I'm actually emotional. I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
Cancers are known for their emotions. So for me, I feel like as much as Afrobeats is a genre and it's a heritage, it's an African heritage, I feel like music has to have a lot of the artist's energy in it. I'm not really big on just taking a genre and, you know, making it as it is. You know,
yeah,
I
yeah.
put myself into the music. So that's pretty much what it is. And I felt like because the sound was so different, it was very important. I gave it a name and I called it something that represented what it is, you know? Because yeah, music is so dynamic and I feel like different sounds, different songs make people feel different things. So people always feel a certain type of way when they listen to my music. And yeah, I just had to carve that little space. It was very necessary for me to do that.
Yeah. I mean, is when it comes to putting the emotions into the music, what's the best way for you to kind of help do that? Because sometimes some people, they stumble across that as they go through their artistry, and other people, like, you know, intentionally want to say, on this song, I want to make you feel, you know, happy or sad or something, you know?
For me, it's I'm not trying to make anybody, I'm literally expressing my own self on my own song. And the song, technically, I'm not making it for people. Technically, I'm making the song to express myself. But then people hear it and connect with the song. So that's kind of like a, I don't know how to put it. It's like, I see my music like a diary. So it's like people listening to my music is like people are reading my diary.
It's bad.
I'm not trying to make them feel anything. I'm just expressing myself and they connect with it. And it's amazing to see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. And like you said, it's some like a message and a story that is going around the whole world at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, like with the video that you just released with, it's like the North African remix as well. Mm-hmm. As we don't really see too much like North African music mixed with like West African music all the time. So to have El Grande Toto on there, like how did you guys link up? Was that just because of the social media hype or was that just something you've always wanted to do?
Literally, he sent me a DM the day before my deadline and we made it happen, literally. And it was literally the most organic, most last minute thing ever. But it was so, I feel like the thing about music is when the vibe is there and when it's organic, mm-hmm. There's no telling what could happen, you know. So that's basically what it was. It was organic and we made the music and everyone loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. And obviously that song is going, that particular remix is going crazy. But for people that don't know, there's German remixes going out there. There's a French one. People just need to keep streaming the song because mm-hmm. I was so upset that it didn't get to number one in the UK. It's still doing well. It's still climbing. But I was hoping, because I don't think we've had an Afrobeat song hit number one in the UK before.
Yeah, don't worry. Soon come.
Excellent. Soon come, soon come. But you know, obviously, like, a lot of people don't realize as well that this song, obviously, we're kind of talking about the song, but we'll speak about some other things in a little bit as well. But like, this song started for, you was originally going to kind of fill the chorus in, right? You was initially going to fill it in with that proper verse, and then you decided to leave it. So who made the call? Was it you? Was it your friends? Who decided to just say, oh, let's just say,
over it was me, man. It was me, actually, because I actually tried to put words and it just didn't sound right. I tried different things, it wasn't sounding right, so I deleted it and left it like that.
That was one of the best ideas you've done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with the tape now, let's talk about Boyfriend. So that came out earlier on this year. It's got people like Amma Ray on there, great artist. So now with the hype of, you know, this song, does that make you want to kind of go back and help re-push some of that to the wider audience? Are you dropping a new project, or what's kind of the plan? Because it's kind of, like you said, you're in a unique space where you've got a song that's 2 years old, that's probably now commercially your biggest song, but you've got all this other bodies of work that you've made since.
I've been working on my album. The plan was always to release the EP, then release my album after that.
Okay. So
my album is coming out next year. It's amazing. Put lots of my heart and my emotions into the album. And yeah, man, I feel like music never dies. And I feel like as long as music exists, people will keep discovering it and people will keep loving what they discover. So, I mean, for me, I'm just making more and more music, expressing myself. And you know, lots of people around the world have been harassing me to come perform.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going on tour early next year as well.
Okay. So I'm assuming that's going to come, drop the album, international tour at the same time.
Yeah. Plus, I just did my first headline show in the UK a couple of days ago. Sold out. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was my first time performing here and the love was insane. So
yeah. I mean, it was with the composers, right? XOYO.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
looking forward to taking that energy to as many countries as possible. I'm looking forward to putting out even more music. I'm someone who always records. I'm always in the studio, so I have like bare songs.
Okay.
So I can't even wait to put out more music and give people more energy.
You know what? Is there pressure now? Because I'm sure if you like go through your DMs, you've got loads of artists now trying to connect and work with you. Of course, the people that you're working with before. So are there certain songs that you were like, I finished it, but now there's certain artists who said, I want to jump on them, let's make some music. You hear them on the song and you've got to revisit it? Or is this going to be just, let me do my own thing separately?
For me, man, the way I work and the way I make music, it's all about vibe and energy. And I don't work with people based on hype.
Okay, yeah.
I work with people based on vibe. And do I hear them on the song? You know what I mean? Do I think they'll kill the song? Yeah, that's what's more important to me, because I feel like hype is such a temporary thing, you know? So I'm definitely open to working with people, but only if they belong on the song.
Listen, you know what I mean? You're saying the right things, and that's how I know it's next year. And when this next music comes out, it's going to be amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the tour, obviously, like when you do that and then you come back through London, I think London's always a good city, because especially with Afrobeats, there's so many like West Africans and everyone in like London alone, apart from the UK, you're always going to have that fan base. And Afrobeats is something that has always kind of done well in the UK.
Yeah.
So listen, we're looking forward to having you back.
London and obviously, has become my second home.
That's what we want to hear. Like, what part of London have you discovered that you're kind of like, if I could live here for a bit, I would live here?
I really like the vibe in Shoreditch, you know.
Okay.
Shoreditch is I hear it's like the artistic center, you know, where lots of the creatives are. It's not necessarily the most, in quotes, bougie area, but I feel like it's real. It's a very real place, you know, like there's lots of energy in Shoreditch, you know. So I like it in Shoreditch a lot.
100%. When you finish, check out Brixton as well, because that's called Vibes.
I'm actually in Brixton right now.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, check it. Once you finish all your, you know, your industry duties, you know what I mean? Go outside and check the vibes, because I'm telling you, like, there's some good spots, but just come, make sure you come back before next year, because gentrification is a real thing, you know. They're getting rid of certain things. Like, but let's leave it there for now. Great chatting to you today. I really wish you all the success with the song and as it keeps to continue grow and evolve. I know you've got a plaque as well from the UK side of things.
My first plaque. This is why UK is my second home now.
Listen, more plaques will come. You know what I'm saying? When the next project drops or the next single drops, there's another plaque waiting for you, I'm sure. I'm not giving you the plaque. I'm just saying. I know it's coming. But is there anything you want to say to the fans or everyone who's been supporting the single so far?
Yo, man, I just want to say big love to everyone supporting me, from you playing it on radio to every other person playing it on radio, TV, to content creators making videos with my music, to everyone who's telling their friends about CK. Oh, have you listened to CK? Blah, blah, blah. You know, much love to everyone. Thank you so much. And I've got more music coming for you guys. So stay tuned.
There you go. More music on the way. CK, thank you for chatting to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.